Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Absolutely, let's do it.
So we're tackling learner-centric education this time. More specifically, how assessment plays into all this.
Really interesting stuff, especially right now.
You're spot on. There's so much happening in higher ed right now. And we found this webinar from coaches happening on September 27th that got us thinking. It really digs deep into this whole learner-centric thing.
Yeah, I took a look at the materials for that one. Definitely some thought-provoking stuff in there.
Like, seriously thought-provoking. One thing that really struck me was talking about how assessment, you know, good old assessment, could actually be the key.
Huh, that's interesting.
But not just any kind of assessment. It's about assessing student learning outcomes. So it's about making sure students actually walk away with the skills and knowledge, the actual outcomes that we're hoping for.
I see where you're going with this.
It's a complete shift, right?
Yeah, because traditionally, education has focused so much on just delivering content. Here's the information, now memorize it. But this is about really making sure that students are internalizing the material and developing those crucial skills.
Absolutely. It's about application, not just memorization. Like, can they use what they've learned in a real-world context?
Exactly. It's all about moving beyond just being able to spit back facts on a test. It's about making sure they can analyze, synthesize, apply, you know, all those higher-order thinking skills. And the key to all of this, or at least a big part of it, is defining clear, measurable learning outcomes from the get-go.
And that makes total sense. If you don't know what you're aiming for, how can you measure whether you've hit the target?
Precisely. And this is where things get really interesting. It's not enough to just say students will understand Shakespeare. It's about getting specific.
Like how so?
So instead of that vague statement, a learner-centric approach might say students will be able to analyze the themes and symbolism in Hamlet and apply those concepts to contemporary literature. You see the difference?
Huge difference.
Yeah.
You're setting them up to really engage with the material, not just memorize it. Now, I have to say, the person leading this webinar seems incredibly cool. Dr. Joe Alice Blondin. I mean, how often do you see a college president who is also the chair of the Higher Learning Commission's Board of Trustees?
Oh, wow. No kidding. She's on both sides of the fence there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it makes me think she's got a really unique perspective on all of this. I mean, she's leading a college, Clark State College, so she's dealing with these challenges firsthand. But she's also helping to shape accreditation standards, which, let's be real, can be a major driver of change in higher ed.
That's a really good point. I mean, it's one thing to talk about these learner-centric models, but it's another thing entirely to actually put them into practice. And it sounds like Dr. Blondin has been doing just that.
Right. I'm so curious to hear about her experience. Has she seen improvements in student success? What have been the biggest challenges? You know, the nitty-gritty of how all of this actually plays out in a real-world setting.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to have the theory, but seeing how it works in action is crucial. And this all makes me think, whether we're teachers, trainers, mentors, whatever, how can we take these principles and apply them to what we do every day? How can we make sure we're being truly learner-centric?
I love that. That's such an important takeaway. Because it's not just about higher education, right? Mm-hmm. It's about all kinds of learning environments. It's about making sure that we're focused on the needs and goals of the learner.
100%. It's about asking ourselves, are our assessments designed in a way that truly measures a student's ability to think critically, problem solve, and apply what they've learned in real-world situations? Or are we just testing their ability to memorize facts?
And, you know, this whole conversation has got me thinking even bigger picture now. What if we totally flip the script on education? Like, what if assessment of learning outcomes wasn't just some afterthought, but was the actual foundation of everything?
Whoa, that's huge. You're talking about a fundamental shift.
Exactly. What if we designed our curricula and teaching methods around clear, measurable learning outcomes? What if assessments weren't seen as a chore, but as a valuable tool to guide and shape learning?
Now that you say it like that, imagine if assessments weren't just these scary, high-stakes things at the end, but rather these ongoing check-ins that help students see where they're at and where they need to go next. Assessments as a roadmap, not just a finish line.
Yes, it would completely change the game. And I think that's what I'm most excited to hear about in this webinar. How do we move beyond the traditional model of education to create something that's truly learner-centered?
I'm right there with you. Can't wait to hear Dr. Blondin's take on all of this.
Me too. And for those of you listening, we want to hear from you. What do you think a learner-centric education system would look like? Head over to our website after the webinar and share your thoughts. We're dying to know what you come up with.
Absolutely. Let's keep this conversation going.
Until next time.
See you later.